Some news now from the world of sports. And when you have the best record in the major leagues in baseball and on pace to win a franchise record number of regular season games, perhaps it is nitpicking to worry about a blown save by your team's all-star closer, especially when you win the game in extra innings anyway. So if you must find something to worry about as a Boston Red Sox fan after last night's 10-7 win over the Toronto Blue Jays in 10 innings, it would be Craig Kimbrell struggling for a second consecutive appearance. Kimbrell did eventually strike out the side in the bottom of the ninth, but not before giving up a home run to Justin Smoke that tied the game at 5 and sent the game into extras. But in the top of the 10th inning, All-Star first baseman Mitch Moreland would bail out his teammate, slugging a 3-run homer off newly acquired Blue Jays closer Ken Giles after a leadoff triple by Mookie Betts and a walk issued to Andrew Benintendi. Jackie Bradley Jr. added a 2-run shot for good measure to make it 10-5, and while the Jays would add 2 more in the bottom of the 10th off Tyler Thornburg, they would get no closer. The Red Sox also got a critical home run in this one from the major league leader in that category, J.D. Martinez, in a big top of the 8th inning when the Sox trailed 3-1 before cobbling together a comeback to take the lead prior to Toronto tying things up in the 9th. Now, Kimbrell is still one of the league's best closers, but in his last appearance against the New York Yankees, he had a 4-0 lead to work with and he gave up a run before loading the bases and barely squirming out of that jam, so it would be of greater comfort to see him polish things off neatly in his next save opportunity. There's also reason to be concerned about the continuing erratic performance of starter Drew Pomeranz, who couldn't get out of the 5th inning last night and issued 5 walks in his latest ineffectual start since battling back from injury. But with the win last night, the Red Sox are the first team in the majors to reach 80 wins on the season. They have a 9-game lead over the Yankees for first place in the AL East, and there are dozens of teams throughout the league that would love to have their problems in the overall scheme of things. The Yankees, meanwhile, avoided falling behind the Red Sox by double digits when they also played extra baseball last night, beating the Chicago White Sox 4-3 in a 13-inning affair in the Windy City. Rookie third baseman Miguel Andujar was relegated to designated hitter duty last night following his 2-error game in the finale of the Red Sox series, but he made up for it by homering and singling in the winning run in the top of the 13th inning. That was one of his 3 hits on the night. And another Yankee who was recently relieved of his regular duties after some poor outings redeemed himself and helped seal the win. Starter Sonny Gray pitched 3 scoreless innings in relief last night and picked up the win after losing his job in the starting rotation to the newly acquired Lance Lynn. If Gray continues, though, to pitch that well out of the bullpen, he may have a new role that can improve what is already the league's best core of relief pitchers. Giancarlo Stanton also homered for the Yankees in that one, his 26th of the season. Again, they beat the White Sox 4-3 in 13. News not as good for the New York Mets. Hometown native Sal Romano got the win, but he did so for the visiting Cincinnati Reds after pitching into the 7th in the Reds' 6-1 win. Romano grew up in Syosset on Long Island, not far from the Mets' old home of Shea Stadium in Queens, and he had scores of family and friends in the stands at Citi Field last night to cheer him on for his first big league win in New York. They had to wait out a nearly 2-hour rain delay in the first inning, but we can assume it was worth it. To the New York Penn League, and the Vermont Lake Monsters had their game against the Lowell Spinners rained out in Massachusetts last night, but the team did get some good news with 4 Lake Monsters being named to the New York Penn League All-Star Game. Infielder Jonah Bride, pitcher Jose Mora, outfielder Peyton Squire, and pitcher Brandon Withers will be among the league's best at next week's All-Star Game in State College, Pennsylvania, that game being played on Tuesday. The run is over for the South Burlington Little Leaguers, who fell to New Hampshire in the elimination game of the New England Regionals at Bristol, Connecticut last night. The Goffstown Junior Baseball 11- and 12-year-olds dominated in this one, winning 13-0 while holding South Burlington to just 2 hits on the evening. And finally, there's a new leader with 1 day of play left at the Vermont State Women's Golf Association Amateur Championship at the Country Club of Vermont in Waterbury. Andrea Brown, who won the competition in 2004, now owns a 1-shot edge with 18 holes to play after a 4-over-par 76 on Tuesday, forging ahead of first-round leader Miranda Milne, who finished with a second-round 78. Brown is 6-over-par after 2 days of play, but still maintains that 1-shot lead heading into the final round of play today.